Welcome to the Thursday, March 15th, 2012 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Even though Patch Tuesday is behind us, today is quite heavy on patches. And with that, let me start again about the RDP patch, MS-12020. Microsoft now states it is warmable, which I guess was sort of obvious, given that it's an unauthenticated remote code execution vulnerability. They do expect some kind of warm exploit to be out within about 30 to 90 days. So that's about how long you have the most to patch and to secure your RDP environments. Now, there is at least one piece of code out there that claims to be an exploit for this particular vulnerability, but I haven't had a chance to test it myself, and there are some indicators that this may actually be a fake exploit exploiting whoever runs the code. As always, of course, if you do test some of this, be very, very careful and let us know if you see any good or bad exploits for this particular vulnerability. And then we got Firefox and Thunderbird patches. Both are now at version 11. The Firefox patch is particularly important because it fixes some of the vulnerabilities that were exploited in the Pwn to Own contest. And well, then there's also another tool or exploit that may actually turn out to be more of a Trojan horse. There's now an anonymous distribution, a Linux distribution that includes anonymizing tools like Tor and such, but also a bunch of exploits. There are now, again, some reports out that it may actually do more than it advertises, and some of those things it does may not be what whoever runs it wants it to do. And then there is an interesting legal issue underway. Android has a little bit of different way to lock the phone. Instead of entering a PIN code, you actually swipe. And turns out that the FBI and other law enforcement agencies have a hard time breaking that swipe, essentially brute forcing it. In one case now, the FBI obtained a cell phone that was locked with a swipe and is now subpoenaing Google to help them break into this particular phone. Now, it's not that clear how Google could help here, but for example, it could help them with some kind of manufacturer reset. Then there are also these PUK or PUC codes for SIM cards that can be used to override lockouts. And Google may have access to those. So at this point, it's not really clear yet if Google complied with this particular order. It's assumed they will have to. The problem is exactly what kind of court order is required for something like this. Because what it may come down to, once the phone is unlocked, then the FBI will be able to read email, voicemail, receive SMS messages. So one of the arguments here that this may actually more come down to a wiretap issue than just an issue of compelling Google to release whatever information it has to unlock the phone. But well, I promised more patches. Cisco released a number of patches today. The first one for the SLVPN included in Cisco ASA 5500 systems. In this particular case, well, it's not really clientless, but the client is an ActiveX control, and this ActiveX control is vulnerable. So the tricky part here is to get these ActiveX controls updated. The second bulletin affects Cisco ASA and Cisco Catalyst 6500 ASA service module. In this particular bug, it's a denial of service vulnerability in the protocol independent multicast. Now, This PIM functionality is enabled by default if you do route multicast, and multicast routing is enabled by default. So this is one of those issues. You may not be aware that you're using PIM, and actually you may not use it, but it may still be enabled as a protocol on all interfaces. In addition, there are a number of other denial of service vulnerabilities that got fixed in Cisco ASA. One is the UDP inspection engine, then the threat detection engine, and syslog messages may be used to create a denial of service condition. So in short, once you're done getting Windows RDP under control, you may want to take a look at your Cisco equipment. Anyway, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.